Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Well, if you had a chance to tune into the program last week, I've been talking about the Lord's Prayer, making our way kind of step by step through that great gift the Church, the Catechism, calls the summary of the whole gospel. We're in this penitential season, the season of Lent, and it's a time of a deeper dive into personal prayer, communal prayer. It's a time for fasting, almsgiving, and just paying more attention to the Lord and talking to Him and following His leadership. And what better way to pray than to take a deeper dive into the Lord's Prayer, the very prayer that Jesus Himself has given to us. And so, if you didn't have a chance to tune into last week's program, I encourage you to do that. You can go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can download the programs there. We made it through the first, maybe third of the Lord's Prayer. To make it even more simple, you can download our app, Renewal Ministries, the Renewal Ministries app, or the Ave Maria app, or both, and you can listen to the programs, all of our programs, at your leisure. So today I want to pick up where I left off on Friday, which was talking about Thy Kingdom Come. Of course, there's seven petitions. The Catechism reminds us there's seven petitions in the Lord's Prayer. And the first three are, Hallowed be Thy name, so hallowing Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done. The first three are all related to the Father's identity, our relationship with Him, His purpose and call in our lives. So we want to honor the name of our Father. We want to receive and welcome the kingdom that He's established in the person of His Son, Jesus, and we want to walk in His will. So I want to talk about Thy kingdom come again this morning. In the Catechism, paragraph 2818, describes it this way, said, in the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come refers primarily to the final coming of the reign of God through Christ's return. So it's the first reality that's there in the prayer that Jesus led us to pray, Thy kingdom come, is the acknowledgement that Jesus has won the victory. He's enthroned. He's at the right hand of God the Father. And the Father's plan, His whole economy for the recreation of all things, the final unfolding of His plan has begun through the person of Christ, through His passion, death, resurrection, and ascension to the right hand of the Father. So as we pray not only for this moment, but we also pray with an awareness of where human history is going, where our personal history is going, and where all of God's creation is moving toward the final revelation, Scripture says, of the sons and daughters of God, the final revelation of the lordship and majesty of Jesus. And Jesus is going to gather all things under His authority and His power, and then He's going to give it over to the Father. And the Father's ultimate plan, His ultimate purpose, is that all those who bear His image, human beings, who come to repent and receive Jesus in faith, be baptized into the life of the Church and communion in Him, would be united to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and enter the loving relationship of the Trinity to be in communion with Him forever. And it's Jesus who's going to make that possible, who establishes that the Father has given the responsibility to the Son, the faithful Son, who's going to bring us all into the reign and rule of God. The paragraph goes on, it says, but far from distracting the Church from her mission in this present world, this desire commits her to it all even more strongly. So it's trying to, the Catechism is making sure that we don't live simply for the future and not pay attention to the present. The kingdom, the future kingdom is present now in us, with us. The reign of Christ is something we begin to experience here on earth, but it's meant not to be something that we just carry in our minds and our hearts, but that it actually impacts the world we live in. And so the Church is reminding us that it's very important to understand that the grace and the power that we're given for those who are baptized into Jesus and are beginning to grow and live more fully in the kingdom, that's meant to be expressed in daily life and our relationships and our work and our care for the poor, and the things that the Church clearly values the most. So the paragraph goes on, it says, since Pentecost, the coming of that reign is the work of the Spirit of the Lord who completes His work on earth and brings us the fullness of grace. So the establishing of the kingdom is uniquely expressed in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, the day the Church was born. Why is that such a unique moment? I mean, it's very obvious to you possibly, but Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father. Peter says on the day of Pentecost that the one who died on the cross, the apostles witnessed that he was raised from the dead, and that he now is at the right hand of the Father, and that the Spirit of God, which is now manifested in Peter and the apostles and all those who came forth from the upper room in boldness and speaking in tongues, declaring God's saving work in Jesus, standing in the marketplace and calling people to repentance, they were truly transformed from men who were kind of gripped by fear and confusion about how to move forward and coming forward with great confidence, clarity, knowing exactly who they are and what they've been called to do, which is to bear witness, to publicly testify, both through their words and deeds, of what they know for sure, that God raised Jesus from the dead. And the reason he died on a cross was to shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins. And it's in Jesus, who passed from death to life, is the power now to bring the forgiveness of sins to every human being, to bring the gospel, the good news to all those who receive Jesus. Peter says to enter into the waters of baptism. Their sins are forgiven, and they're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's plan is not only to take away sin, which is the starting point of Jesus' death on the cross. He became a sacrifice for us to put away sin, Scripture says. But he comes to take away sin, to cleanse us of it, both original sin and real sin that is a consequence of that original sin that was at work in us, but to come and dwell in us as in a temple, to make it possible for the Holy God to come and dwell in our hearts in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That's the down payment of the kingdom, you might say. It's the reality, the lived experience of the truth that Jesus is now at the right hand of the Father. The new creation has begun, and the rule of God in the person of Jesus has begun. And now Jesus is subjecting everything to himself as he himself subjected his life to the Father. His authority, all power and authority in heaven and earth now belong to him. And so he's subduing all the enemies of God, and he's inviting every person to come and to receive the gift of salvation that comes to us through the preaching, life, and ministry of the church, which is Jesus' body on the earth. Peter said, all those who do repent and enter the waters of baptism receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what the catechism means here by that the kingdom in particular is manifested on the day of Pentecost. In paragraph 2819, it goes on, continues and said, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The end time in which we live is the age of the outpouring of the Spirit. Ever since Pentecost, a decisive battle has been joined between the flesh and the Spirit. Jesus came, took on human flesh to fight a battle, to destroy and to bring down the powers of Satan and the kingdom of darkness. He came to save a race of people that was lost, subject to the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus' gift of the Holy Spirit is a participation, is an offer for us to receive the very life that was in him that conquered sin and death. And so the catechism is making this point that we're being transformed, we're moving away from living in the flesh. St. Paul makes so clear in the apostles that there's a dominion of self-will that's in us, a fallen dimension of our lives. And we can't, on our own power, do anything about it. What we need is a new power, which gives us a new capacity to live a new way of life. That power is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And it's a free gift given to us in baptism. It's Jesus himself fulfilling the Father's commission for his life. That is to establish the kingdom one heart at a time. And we're not just simply covered, some Christians describe, by the blood of Jesus, and transformation isn't happening within us. Jesus not only covers us with his blood, but he cleanses us inside and out, gives us the Holy Spirit, so that step by step, we can, by his grace, exercise our freedom, saying yes each day to his work in us. Thy kingdom come. Let your reign, Jesus, rule in me. Jesus, subdue in me everything that resists the Father's will and resists the kingdom. That's what the catechism means here. By there was a decisive battle has been joined between the flesh and the spirit. And Christianity is a new life in the spirit. As I've said a number of times in the program, it's not just simply fire insurance to get us out of hell. It's not just simply sin management or focus on behaving well. Behavior matters. And doing the will of God, we'll see, the next petition in the Lord's Prayer is crucial. But doing the will of God follows from living in the kingdom. And living in the kingdom is not just an organization. Hear what the Catechism, echoing the Scripture, is saying to you and to me. We are living in the end time, the last hour, the final age of human history. It's the age of the Spirit, when the future kingdom is already present. The future kingdom is the rule and the reign of Christ. It's already present in us by this gift of the Holy Spirit, and we have the privilege of cooperating with that work in us so we can be conformed to the image and the person of Jesus. I want to read a quote here, just talking about the kingdom of God. It says that his kingdom was not from this world is not the same thing as saying Jesus' kingdom is not in this world. Indeed, it had invaded the rebellious creation, and consequently, all hell broke loose, or so it appeared. The kingdom announced by Jesus was no mere spiritual idea, or a new religion, or a new personal relationship with God, or even an opportunity to go to heaven, but a kingdom that threatened the very fabric of the political and social and religious status quo. After all, that's why the proclamation of the kingdom was always accompanied by the admonition to repent. Repentance, metanoia, transformation, does not mean feeling badly about one's sins, which is obviously okay to do, kicking or shaming oneself for one's wrongdoing. Instead, repentance means change. And without change, without deep, thoroughgoing change, one could not enter or participate in the kingdom of God. The gospel is not an offer of after-death fire insurance, nor is it even an offer of merely personal peace or serenity in the here and now, but the gospel calls us to participate in the long-awaited rule of God, the long-awaited rule of God, which has begun in his beloved Son. This is why we bend our knee every Sunday, friends, when we come together as a body of people or daily at Mass. We bend our knee to honor our King. We bow our heads, acknowledging our own failures and sins, like in this season of Lent, but we know his mercy has been given to us, and we trust in him, and we trust in his power at work in us, so we can follow in his footsteps, extending his kingdom in the world today. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.